As you probably know, before Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's absence of 4 weeks, I reported extensively about workshop coffee and the cult of Doane that Richard Shannon beautifully roasted. Under my watchful eye, I was lucky enough to spend some time with him as he was roasting and having a really good chat with him, and I had such fun with the cult of Doane. But Richard also kindly gave me a couple of filter coffees, roasted on that same day, which was the end of January, the 25th of January to be precise. And because I was having such fun with the cult of Doane and really taking that manifesto to a tea myself, trying to improve and improve and improve on each extraction that I was making, and it was just gorgeous. Well, I've had all this other coffee sitting here waiting for me to come back. And what I've got in my hands today is the Baf Café. It is a Rwandan coffee from the southern province of, well, it'd be difficult for me to pronounce this, I'm going to have a go, Nyamagabe district. It's the Nyamagabe district of southern province of Rwanda, and it's a washed red bourbon variety. And I've had it actually as a filter coffee in the AeroPress yesterday, and it was absolutely delicious. I had it in the late afternoon. I just was in the mood of having another coffee, and it was a very sweet, fruity experience. It was lovely. It was a lovely mouthfeel, obviously, in the filter coffee. What you're looking for is a lighter mouthfeel, but obviously nothing watery. But today, coming back from an early morning swim in a very blistery, cold weather, I felt like experimenting with this very coffee as well and pushing it through the R58. Was I doing something silly? I don't know. I mean, I was having fun and I thought, let's give it a go. It is quite old, as I said, 25th of January. But I tell you what, it worked a treat. I remembered because their roasts are pretty light to up my temperature on the R58. So I did. It's 106°C at the brew boiler. And so it's close. It's over 93°C at the brew head. I did one extraction. It was lovely. But I thought I could improve, and I did another one. And I'm just putting my lips to it. Now, the improvement that I did is I just went a little finer still. And in 28 seconds, I did get just under 30 grams of fluid. And that fluid that's actually dropped into my shot glass was a little thinner than maybe something that is a bit less old, so younger, and that was to be expected, but by no means was it thin in its extraction. It was still a beautiful extraction with streaks coming in from the outside, merging into the center of my naked portafilter into my shot glass, and putting my lips to it and putting my nose to it. It is absolutely delightful. Already in the filter version, I couldn't pinpoint what fruit it reminded me of, so I had a little read on what they guide you to, and it says guava. And although I haven't had a guava in a long time, I can relate to it. I've had a guava before. It's quite juicy. It is sweet. It is no way a citrusy acidity, but there is an acidity. And funnily enough, as an espresso, as a neat double shot here, it is also very juicy and sweet at the same time. It is absolutely delightful. So it's funny that you really can never tell if a coffee ages well or not. It'd be interesting to know whether this coffee would have been even better had I done this experiment after about, I don't know, a week off the roast. But I didn't have that chance, and I'm very happy to try it now. Workshop Coffee, they really know what they're doing, and I can't wait to meet them again because I know that Richard Shannon is working on the version 11 as we speak of the Cult of Doane. That'll be fascinating in itself. So stay tuned because I will be reporting more and more and more about fantastic artisan coffees that you can find here in London.